Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, sovereign Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from June 17, 1927. And the title is How the Will of God is Everything. Luisa Picaretta sees Father Annibale again, who tells her of his surprises. How the Divine Will is Everything. This is the title. How the Divine Will of God contains everything. The will of God, we know, is what unites the three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In God, there is only one will. Three divine persons, one God, one will. Luisa Picaretta writes, I feel my poor mind as though fixed in the center of the supreme fiat. And going about around this center, I diffuse myself in all of its acts, embracing everyone and everything in the endless of its light. Luisa Picaretta, she does the rounds every day. She fuses herself in the divine will. And she tells us she embraces everybody in the divine will. The divine will embraces everybody. When we do rounds in the divine will, we embrace everybody too. We compensate on behalf of everybody. We make up on behalf of everybody. This is what our Lord Jesus did when he took our humanity, and Jesus did acts united with his divine nature. His humanity united to his divinity. The human will united with the divine will was able to repair on our behalf. This is the mystery of the incarnation that he took on our flesh to make up on our behalf. When we do rounds in the divine will, we're able to make up on behalf of others. Luisa Picaretta writes, but while doing this, I thought to myself, why I am to embrace everyone and everything while being in the divine will? It is difficult to wrap around, to comprehend. How is it that we are able to compensate on behalf of everybody? Luisa Picaretta often, she had the same questions that we all have when we study these writings. When we come and encounter these writings, these truths that our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, we too have these questions. And it is only when we read, it is only when we spend time meditating these writings that we're able to understand. If you read and you do not understand, try to pray to the Holy Spirit every time you read. Every time you read the Book of Heaven, try to pray to the Holy Spirit to give you light, understanding. And you will see that as you continue reading, you will find the answer to your questions. Luisa Picaretta writes, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, my will is everything. This is the title of this passage. The divine will is everything. There is nothing which does not receive life from it. There is not one point at which it is not present. There is not one good effect which does not arise from it. Everything is its own. Everything is dependent on it. If the divine will is what unites the three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In God, there is only one single will. It's the fountain of everything that exists, we can say, because God wills it and things happen. We see this in the book of Genesis. Let it be light, and light comes into being. Everything comes through the will of God. He wills it, and things come into being. It is through His will that things come into existence. In the divine will, there is an eternal present. Everything is one act in the divine will, which unfolds into epics. Everything depends, all creation depends on the will of God. We depend on the will of God. He holds all creation in Himself. At every instant, He holds us into being. St. Paul tells us that in Him we move, in Him we exist. In Him we have our being, our source of existence. Therefore, in the soul in whom the divine will reigns, the divine will wants to find everyone and everything that belongs to it. And if it did not find everyone and everything, the divine will feel divided in its empire, separated from its acts, which cannot be. This is why in feeling the life of the divine fear within yourself, together with it, you feel everything and everyone. You feel the life of the sun, which gives light, which warms and fecundates, as well as the earth, which, in breathing this light, vegetates, clothes itself with plants and flowers. In holding hands, earth and sun sustain and delight all generations. Sustain and delight all generations. It is my will that gives life to the sun, that makes the earth breathe, to cheer the whole creation, making the birds sing, the lambs jump and bleat, and everything that happens in the universe. Do you not want, perhaps, to feel all that my will does, enclosing everything in you as though in one single center? My will makes you feel the human heart palpitating, the mind thinking, the hands operating. But while it gives life to all this, since creatures are not all for it, it does not find the return of its divine acts of the creatures. It wants from you what they do not do. It wants all of its acts to be filled by you with the acts of its very divine will. Therefore, your task is great and it takes highest attention. Our Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta that the divine will wants to have the return. The divine will wants to have the correspondence of the creature. And the divine will wants to have this perfect correspondence of the creature. The divine will wants to receive from us what others don't do, what others do not return, what others do not correspond. The divine will wants to find everything in us. And that's why the Lord says to Luisa Picaretta, your task is great, and it takes the highest attention. It requires our attention. The divine will wants to operate in us. It's the divine will who palpitates in the human heart. It's the divine will who is able to make the mind think and the hands to operate. It's the divine will that allows us to do this. Therefore, the divine will wants to have the correspondence with every single heart beating, with every single thought, with every single action. Because it is the divine will that enables us to exist. Remember, He holds all creation in Himself. Jesus Himself, the second person of the Trinity, has redeemed us, has reconciled us with God the Father. And now He's offering us to live the same interior life that He lived. He's offering us the capacity to correspond to God at His own level, to do what He was doing while He was here on earth, to correspond to God not only on our behalf, but on behalf of everybody. And it is through this spirituality, through the understanding of these writings, that our Lord wants us to learn this way of life so that we can do the same as He was doing. So it takes a great deal of attention, our Lord tells us. After this, I found myself outside of myself, and while looking for my sweet Jesus, I encountered Father De Francia. We remember that Father De Francia was the spiritual director of Luisa Picarreta. He promoted the Hours of the Passion. He came to learn this spirituality from Luisa Picarreta, and he spent his time promoting this spirituality. Our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, he is the first apostle of the divine will. This passage comes from June 17, 1927. Father Aníbal De Francia died June 1st, 1927. And in this passage, Luisa Picarreta is going to explain how she sees Father Aníbal De Francia. In this passage, Luisa Picarreta tells us that she found herself outside of herself. Often she will experience this. She will see herself outside of herself, her body. And it is during this kind of revelations that our Lord takes her and she's able to go around. In the book of Job, God takes Job at the end of the book of Job. And he tells him, I'm going to show you the whole creation. Where were you when I created the sky, the seas, the monsters of the seas? Where were you? So God takes Job and he shows him the universe. We can say he takes him, he does rounds. Luisa Picarreta, when she finds herself outside of herself and she goes around, our Lord shows her many things. Then she comes back and she writes down. During this occasion, we will see what she sees. This is what Luisa Picarreta writes. I encountered Father De Francia. He was all cheerful. And he told me, do you know how many beautiful surprises I found? I didn't think it would be so when I was on earth. Though I thought I had done good by publishing the Hours of the Passion. Indeed, he was the one who published the Hours of the Passion. When he came and he showed the Hours of the Passion to Pope Pius X, the Pope says, Father, we must kneel. Whenever we read these Hours of the Passion, we must kneel. Because it's Jesus talking. It's our Lord talking. So this is what he's talking about. That he says, so Father Aníbal De Francia published the Hours of the Passion. And this is what he's talking about. That he was the one who promoted. But Luisa Picarreta sees Father Aníbal De Francia so cheerful. And Father Aníbal De Francia says, I didn't think I will find all these surprises here in heaven. He says the following, but the surprises I found are marvelous, enchanting of a rarity, never before seen. All the words regarding the passion of our Lord change into light, one more beautiful than the other, all braided together. And these lights grow more and more as creatures do the hours of the passion. So the more lights add to the first. But what surprised me the most were the few sayings published by me about the divine will. Each saying changed into a sun. And these suns investing all the lights with the rays form such a surprise of beauty that one remains enraptured, enchanted. You cannot imagine how surprised I was at seeing myself in the midst of these lights and the suns. How content I was. And I thank our highest good, Jesus, who had given me the occasion and the grace to do it. you to thank him on my behalf. Luisa Picarreta sees Father Anibal de Francia, her confessor, the one who published the Hours of the Passion, the one whom the Lord calls the first apostle of the divine will. And in this vision, he tells Luisa Picarreta, I thought I did good, but my surprise is that all the things that I said and all the effort that I put in promoting the Hours of the Passion, they bear much fruit. And he says that one single word is like the sun, gives light and light, and one more beautiful than the others. He says that these words of the Hours of the Passion, they change into light, into suns, one more beautiful than the others. He was surprised, he says. Then he says, I thank our highest good, Jesus, who gave me the occasion and the grace to be able to promote the Hours of the Passion. You too thank him on my behalf. Indeed, we should thank the Lord. Indeed, we should thank the Lord for the life of Father Saint now Anibal de Francia, for all his efforts, for all his sacrifices, for his love for the Lord, and for doing everything he did to promote the Hours of the Passion, so that now we are able to have in our hands the Hours of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the last 24 hours of our Lord here on earth. And these Hours of the Passion, they bear much fruit. They contain so much good. Traditionally, these hours, we emphasize on these Hours of the Passion, to make those Hours of the Passion, to meditate the Hours of the Passion on Fridays and during the whole season of Lent. These Hours of the Passion, they contain so much good for our time, for us, for everybody. Our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that he desires that at least one person be praying these Hours of the Passion in every single town, so that his justice may be at peace. We thank the Lord for the life of Father Anibal de Francia, for all his sacrifices. And we ask Father Anibal de Francia to send us his blessing, to intercede for us before the Lord, that we may remain faithful to the Lord, that we may have the strength that we need, the humility that we need, the perseverance that we need to meditate these hours and to read the Book of Heaven. He says, you too, thank him on my behalf. So we thank you, Lord, for the life of Father Anibal de Francia. May you receive praise and glory, honor and adoration through these writings. May the prayers of Father Anibal de Francia help us to love you, to love your will, to grow in holiness, in our desire to understand and possess this gift. Luisa Picarreta writes, I remain amazed on hearing this, and was doing my prayers in the divine fiat, wanting the very blessed also to take part in them. And my love of Jesus told me, my daughter, even if the soul does not place this intention, everyone takes part in whatever is done in my divine will. The title of this passage is that the divine will of God is everything. And he's telling us that every time that we do rounds, acts in the divine will, every time that we meditate and we pray with the Hours of the Passion, everybody takes part in the goodness. Everybody takes part in this. And much more do the blessed. It says that much more all the saints, all those who are in heaven, fixed in the will of God, who live in the unity of the will of God. My will has its current everywhere, and with its unifying strength, it brings to all as its own act. Whatever the creature does in the divine will, only there is this difference, that if the soul who operates in the divine will on earth places the intention of giving special glory to those who live in the celestial fatherland, the blessed hear themselves being called from heaven. This is powerful, my brothers and sisters. Our Lord is telling us that if we who live here on earth pray the hours of the Passion with the intention to give glory to the saints in heaven, the saints who are fixing the will of God hear themselves being called from heaven in the unity of His divine will by the one who wants to delight them and glorify them more. This is powerful. And very few times we talk about this in the church. The unity of saints, the community of saints, the communion of saints. And the Lord is giving us a beautiful explanation here that if we do the hours of the Passion with the intention to glorify God, to give glory to the saints in heaven, if we apply these hours of the Passion in a special way for one of the saints, they can hear their name being called by us. They receive more light. God is being glorified. This is beautiful and powerful. That we do the hours of the Passion, that we meditate them, and we apply them for a specific saint. This saint receives more light. He hears his name being called by us. The Lord says, they look at the soul with so much love and pleasure as to extend their protection all special upon her, referring to the soul who is praying for them in the divine will. The Lord says, these saints are compelled to bestow upon us their protection, to pray for us. I want to encourage all of you in a special way to meditate the hours of the Passion and to offer one of the hours of the Passion for your special saint, to offer one of the hours of the Passion for the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, to offer 1 hour of the Passion for the soul of Father Anibal de Francia, to offer one of the hours of the Passion for your loved ones who have passed, asking the Lord to give them the reward of eternal life. At the beginning of this volume, we ask the protection of Father Anibal de Francia to intercede for us, all of us who follow this spirituality, and especially all of you and all of us who follow this program, to intercede for all of us that we may gain knowledge and understanding of what does it mean to live and to possess this gift. More than 1 year ago, we lost our dear Father Robert Young, who loved the divine will so much. And all of us who feel his departure, let us ask Father Robert Young also to pray for us. Let us offer 1 hour of the Passion for Father Robert Young, asking him his protection, his help, especially all of us that are his spiritual children. Our Lord says, on the other hand, one who does not operate in the unity of my fiat remains down below, because the strength to ascend up high again is missing. Her works possess neither the communicative nor the ascending strength. The currents are close and are empty of light. If you knew the difference between one who operates in the unity of my will and one who operates outside of it, even doing good, you will not do the slightest thing outside of my will at the cost of your life. Then looking at me with love into my inmost interior, he added, my daughter, I have come to see and visit the properties of my love, which I deposit in your soul, to see whether everything is in order and intact, just as it was placed by me. Then he looked at me all over, he disappeared. Our Lord makes the point here, the difference, that one who thus acts in the divine will has the power to ascend to the highest good. His or her acts are able to ascend and communicate the power, the strength of God. Those are acts filled with light. On the other hand, acts done outside of the divine will, the Lord says, they do not have the power to ascend. They don't have the strength. They do not possess the communicative power and the strength to make them ascend to God. The Lord wants all of us to possess this gift, but we have to dispose ourselves. The Lord says He wants to find our souls in order. And our soul is in order whenever we are in the state of grace. That's why it's very important for us to frequent the sacrament of confession, to receive the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the real presence in the state of grace, to do everything we can to dispose and to avail ourselves to receive the grace of God in the sacraments, to love the Church, to walk the path of the Ten Commandments, to meditate the hours of the Passion, to spend time whenever we can before the Blessed Sacrament, to ask the Blessed Mother to bring us closer to her Divine Son, and also in a very special way, to develop a devotion to the Holy Spirit, to receive the Holy Eucharist with reverence and love, to develop a devotion to the Holy Spirit, which is the Lord, the giver of life, to love the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the fountain of all virtues, and to beg the Holy Spirit to fill us with His virtues. I would like to close today's program with this beautiful prayer that our Lord taught Luisa Picaretta. This prayer comes from May 17, 1925, volume 17, and it reads as follows: Spirit Sanctifier, I implore you, I beg you, let everyone know your will, so that in knowing it, they may love it and welcome your prime act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. May the Holy Spirit fill us with His grace. May the Holy Spirit fortify us, sanctify us. May He make us holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for listening, and I would like to invite you also to visit us at eternalfiat.com and to visit our website and to donate. May God bless you.